how do we then help ourselves move in the direction that we want to go? Let's say that being less egocentrical, more loving.
And putting those two things together is really critical, because what we're conditioned to believe is that being hateful to ourselves is being not egocentric. But it's the most egocentric position a human being can be in. You know, almost everybody has given up on being number one. Almost everybody has given up on being the first and the best. And so what they're left with is being the worst and the last. Now, people sitting around in rooms like this are not going to make it to the worst and the last. There are some people out there who are really doing a good job at being worst and last. So you can give up the competition. All of us are just somewhere in the middle. So it's a matter of treating this person the way I would treat any other nice person I have no reason to dislike. Will it make you more egocentric? It will make you so much less egocentric. Because that kind of approach to life toward oneself can only come from center. It can't come from ego. Ego is conditional. What we're talking about, the kind of compassion that we're talking about here, is unconditional. Ego can't do it. Ego doesn't even understand it. So it really is moving from that place of egocentric karmic conditioning where we experience ourselves as outside of life, separate from life, in that survival place where that voice is hammering at us all the time, and coming back to center, to conscious, compassionate awareness, and embracing into that this person, not taking this person personally. You know, we have this whole master-slave thing going when we're identified with egocentricity. You know, I own this person, and I can treat this person any way I want. I can be disrespectful, I can be hateful, I can call this person names, I can punish in all sorts of ways. I mean, where do we get that? And how did that get tied up with being the right kind of person? I'm going to change myself. You know, I'm going to do this next course in self-improvement. I'm going to slap that self into being who they ought to be. It doesn't work. And it's not spiritual. All right, thank you.